Movies Are Us. Holy crap. This is, I don't know how we're going to start this, but I do just, I want to start this first episode off nice and easy and just say that I don't want to grow up. There. I said it.
Who does, man?
We're Toys R Us kids.
I like saying it angry, though. Like, none of this. I don't want to grow up, Mom.
Well, if you're at all like me, and Jeremy, I know you can definitely get behind this. If you grew up when you were like 8, because you had to start like working and taking care of the business, like when your family decided to go out of town and like 19 horses. Hey, Jeremy, you're 12. You should be able to run this route and do all these faxes. You're good.
There was a lot of that.
I'll get arrested if I let my 8-year-old walk to the park 2 blocks away.
First time Lisa, my wife, ever met my Aunt Hattie, she was just like, he was never a kid. Started working at 8. I was like, yeah, Aunt Hattie, we all did. So did your kids in the fields. And I also worked for your husband in the fields at like 10. But it's just like, I think, you know, we have the blessing of growing up when we did. So now we don't ever have to.
So it's not that we don't want to grow up. It's that we're just severely regressing.
Yes. As we get older, we go backwards.
And I do want to say that everyone out there, the dream was Super Mario 93. I mean, that's where all of this nonsense started. That's when toys hit the silver screen hard, and we haven't looked back since. Unfortunately, it's a difficult movie to find streaming. So even if we were to find it on YouTube or...
It's not difficult. It's impossible. It's nowhere.
Email each other. Oh, I almost spent $21.
You can't even digitally buy it.
I almost spent $21 and emailed all of us a DVD.
I'm glad you didn't do that.
I almost was like, I'm going to get a DVD. Motherfucker, I'll do it. And I was like, I'll watch it in 5-minute increments on YouTube. And I'm like, Desmond's like, we're not going to do that. Okay.
Yeah. The guy who couldn't watch a movie on Pluto is going to watch a YouTube movie 5 minutes at a time.
YouTube is bold these days, too.
I thought it would have been great. We could have had a big giveaway. We could have had 3 DVDs to give away to start to launch our podcast properly.
There you go.
I mean, people would be clamoring. They'd be,
it's not a bad idea.
They'd send us $20 to make sure they didn't get it. We'd be rich.
New Patreon. Join it or we'll send you shit DVDs.
Yeah, we could send you these DVDs that we have, or you could go to your local Goodwill and pay 25 cents and get like a dozen of them if you want.
If you don't join our Patreon, you may be one of the random 3 people on the planet that will receive this DVD.
Nope, we're going to go to Goodwill and send you a box of, you got to give us $5 a month or we're just going to send you all DVDs randomly.
I just want everyone to know that I love my DVD collection. I wouldn't give up my hard copies.
You want a few of mine? I have some out in my shed right now that I would be more than happy to part ways with.
Do it.
All right.
Do it. If you want to pay $50 for shipping, I'll watch.
When we moved out of our house, I sold about 150 DVDs, and I'm pretty sure I still got about 300 or so that I just couldn't part with.
He sold 150 DVDs and paid and got $24.13 for them.
You're lying. He got $20 store credit.
No. I sold them to someone around town, and I actually got like between.
Whoop! We lost you.
Justin's dog is.
No, I'm just pausing because my dog won't stop. Just like. Oh. Sounds like he's. Jesus, dude! It's just water.
Edit.
Sorry. God damn it! I'm sorry. It's been a long week.
Right there.
And there we go. I don't even remember what I was saying. Jesus Christ.
Talking about hookers.
No, before that.
So this podcast is going to be about, at first we were like, let's just do video game movies. And then I was like, well, but it'd be fun to do like board game, just game movies. Like then there's board games. I talk of video games. Then it's like, well, let's just do toys also. So basically this podcast is going to consist of, if you could buy it at Toys R Us and they have turned it into a film, we're going to watch it. So we've got, and even just game related stuff too. Like we're going to do stuff like Grandma's Boy. We're going to reverse engineer this.
I said, Desmond, he's all, hey, why don't you give me a list? And I'm like, perfect. And I sent him a list like an hour and a half later of like 40 movies, or maybe 20, but it was like Grandma's Boy. And like, what was the one with Fred Savage? Wizard.
Justin did a really good job right out the gate thinking outside the box. And I was just like, any questions I had. Like, we're even going to reverse engineer this and do some Star Wars shit because Star Wars.
Oh, not the last three movies, please.
Oh, we're going to do.
No, Jeremy, just the first three, because those are what launched the toys. And then Desmond, we can make him pay. Not the new ones. We won't do that. But the second trilogy is what launched, I'd say, the Lego franchise.
I like the prequels. What are you talking about? I like the prequels.
Oh, you guys were making fun of me last time, so I just thought you.
No. I was talking about the most recent movies, not the prequels. You thought I was talking about the prequels.
I was talking about the prequels.
Oh, they're the worst. Oh. I love actually how much Mark Hamill hates them and he was in them.
I love it when he's talking about the second movie and he's in, he's like, and I kept saying to Rian Johnson, Luke
Skywalker would never do that.
But I'm going to do it because it's your vision, okay? And you got to live with it.
I'll say it before and I will say it till I die. Number 8 isn't the problem. Number 9, erasing everything that 8 did, is the problem. If they had continued on whatever track Rian Johnson started, it would have been fine.
I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong. Because they had to erase all that stuff for the third movie because everyone hates Rian Johnson and what he did to it.
And I used to like Rian Johnson. I really, to the point now where I'm like, oh, God.
I mean, I'm with you, Des. If they would have.
The real problem is Kathleen Kennedy. Why is someone not reading that script and saying no?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the real problem was Disney. They had no plan. That's the problem.
You could have. Yeah. That's what it was. You had no plan. If they would have, like you said, if they would have continued with what he started, they probably could have made it great. But after the nostalgia of the first one, you should have just kept with it.
I think the first one was.
Because the first one was fine.
No, I did not like the first one either.
Really? You really didn't even like Force Awakens, huh? Okay.
No.
Never mind. Well, that's not what we're here for.
That's right.
But okay.
So we are going to start with the most recent Super Mario Brothers, just to kind of keep on track with, again, like I said, Mario 93 would have been the dream, but we're going to just stay on that. Oh, that's what I was going to do. Sorry. I started to defend a movie I don't really care about anyways.
Yeah, we had no. This is terrible so far. Terrible start. No intro. Terrible.
This is a horrible. Let's see. Obviously, we got Transformers movies. Ready Player One. Again, not technically a game movie, but like, come on. Pixels, Jumanji, Free Guy, Tron.
Three Jumanjis. Free Guy, dude. That was one I came across that I thought you'd love because he's like a background NPC, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He figures it out in the movie, and that's what he is. Like that. That's a cool one. That kind of stuff's dope.
And then on the board game, we've got Ouija, Jumanji, Battleship. Oh, we're watching Battleship, Jeremy.
Oh, dude, Zathura is another one.
Clue? Come on.
I've not seen one of those movies.
Really?
I've never seen Jumanji. I've never seen Zathura. I've never seen Battleship. I've never seen Clue.
I haven't seen the newest Jumanji, but obviously Robin Williams is fantastic. But even the first new one with Jack Black and
I never saw any of them.
The Rock and stuff. It's good. It's good.
I've heard they're, well, all of them I've heard are good.
We're going to watch Gran Turismo so we can get Rand.
Rand.
We can get Rand back
Rand.
In.
Oh, that's right. That's a game, right?
Agent 47.
I've seen all of those.
Toy Story, G.I. Joe, Small Soldiers, Pokemon, Need for Speed. Just so that's just a little bit of taste of like how we're going to really have some fun with this. Movies are us. I don't even know. I haven't picked my theme song yet. We don't have an official intro yet. I don't even have an email yet. Like there's going to be a lot of inserts in this recording, catching you guys up on how to get in touch with us and put movies you want to watch on the list. I think we're just going to cross over with our Wheel of Time Patreon. I think our fantasy Patreon will be a great addition to this show for now. So we'll hype our Thank the Light Patreon.
One Patreon, two shows.
And if you like this show and you like us and you like us talking about movies, we're talking about fantasy movies on
patreon.com/soundsawesome. That's patreon.com/soundsawesome.
So is what we're going to do, guys. I think we'll still keep... you know, I know if a tangent shows up that's kind of along the line of what we're watching and talking about, then I think we can have a little story time. I think we'll say full on left turn story time for Patreon, if that's okay, Justin.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we will, you know, we're not going to go through with a super fine tooth comb. We will kind of go through the movie in somewhat of an order. You know, sometimes we'll jump around depending on the movie, depending on how linear the movie is, depending on what's on our mind. But we'll kind of like just use the movie as our guide to kind of focus us. And we will have plenty of rants and tangents to go off as we slowly work through the movie. I do want to start off with, like, tell me where you start with Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, so that's funny. I totally had a, can you guys hear me still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I totally had a story for this too. So the first time I ever saw anyone playing Nintendo, I went over to my grandparents' house and my uncle lived with them still. And I walk in the door and they're sitting in front of the TV playing Super Mario Brothers. And it's 1986, 87. I'm 9, 10, whatever it is, you know, somewhere around there. And I was like, what is this? They're making video games again? I thought that they were done. After the Atari, I thought, we're never going to see video games again.
There was a lull.
Like, kids don't understand. After the Atari, like the great crash of 83, there was a really long time where they didn't make video games anymore because they were unprofitable.
3 whole years.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, yeah, it, depending on where you're at, but if you're in Japan, there was no lull because they had the Famicom came out in 83.
Right.
But over in the United States, you know, West Coast at least, East Coast, they got it a little earlier. But it comes over here and I'm like, what is this? It looks 10 times better than any Atari I've ever seen. And he's just sitting there playing, you know, jumping around. So I spent the night. I was like, I got to stay here. So I spent the night at my grandparents' house and we just played it until I couldn't stay awake anymore. And then I fell asleep on the couch and they were still playing it. And I closed my eyes. It's the first time I'd ever had this happen, but not the last time I'd ever had this happen. And all I could see as I closed my eyes is Mario jumping.
Pixelated shit. Yes.
It is so crazy. And then fell asleep, had a dream about Super Mario Brothers. And it's so funny. I'm sure both of you guys played a ton of Super Mario Brothers as well.
Oh God, yes.
I was terrible at it.
Really?
I could not beat it. I've never beat the game. I still have never beat the game. I probably own it 10 different ways and I've never been able to beat it. I should probably try to do that this year, but it's difficult. I'm not good at games. So
that last level is hard as shit. Bowser's Castle
is. It is. It's super. But if you watch like speedrunner guys do it, it's amazing. They just make it look like easy. It's so crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, actually. I watched somebody run through the whole game one time on YouTube and it was like 45 minutes or something.
Not even.
I think it's like, nah, yeah.
If you hit all the tunnels, because I remember one of the greatest achievements of my life was realizing that I could beat it before school.
Yeah.
Like, and that's another thing you guys, a lot of people out there don't understand is that every time you powered up, you were at zero.
Yes.
There was no, like, I mean, this is the kind of day where you would like hide your Nintendo so your mom didn't realize you left it on. So when you came back,
it on pause. So yeah.
Yeah. And if they saw that red light, they'd turn it off.
Which is just ruined Nintendo's. Ah, or it would freeze. What if it froze?
Hold on, guys. Hold. You guys can keep talking, but I got to take this call.
Okay. Yeah. Justin, what's yours?
Dude, you know what? Probably right after that, I think my brother, like, because you were talking about it was my brother and Uncle Rob playing, right?
Yeah. I think that they were both there. Yeah.
And then you were that. I might have been there earlier that day, but I didn't play it.
I think you might have been there too.
But my brother brought it home, I think, or bought one, and I remember sneaking in and playing his, and then I went and got one eventually. Like, but I remember, and it was just that for a while until like 89 or so, and then like Sega Genesis started coming out.
You guys both had your own Nintendos, or you didn't share one? I thought you shared one.
No, dude. I mean, my brother kind of left the house right after that, so it was just mine after that. One of the things he didn't manage to steal. Excuse me. Liberate. Take with him when he moved out to... Oh, shit. No, but you know what? It started there. And then, man, I remember like we'd play Contra.
Oh, my God.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start, baby. 99 lives.
And do you remember what else you and I would play together for hours and hours? Dragon Warrior. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we played Dragon Warrior like crazy, dude. Crazy like Dragon Warrior. You know what? Russian Attack, dude.
Russian Attack, yes. I'm trying to think. There was another... There was another game I was just thinking about. Oh, pro wrestling. Remember pro wrestling? We would play pro wrestling for hours, dude, and hours.
The dude with the claw, just
And Starman. That was like our thing for the longest
time. Punch out. We played Punch out like crazy. Oh, yeah.
God. I love it.
So I guess I guess we should just probably just lead in it. So like Dez said, we're doing a new podcast. The three of us kicking off. Any of you who are over from Wheel of Time and Think the Light, thank you for coming. It's just us being idiots over here talking about movies, which is fun.
Nothing new.
First movie is going to be Super Mario 2023. Like Dez said at the beginning, we were trying to watch the original Super Mario Brothers, I think 1993 with Zamo. The main characters. I really wanted to watch that, but you literally cannot find it anywhere. It is not digitally, you're not digitally able to buy it. I think because they had a lot of problems or something, right? With production and stuff.
You know, I didn't look into it to find out why it is, but it has to be something like that, you know?
Yeah, there was some like production issues and stuff like that. And
I'm sure Nintendo is probably notoriously difficult when they, you know how they are, like, once they have their hands on a property, they're like, it's mine. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, they're like the fucking Beatles, dude. They're like, oh, you want to put us on iTunes? It's going to cost.
Yeah.
But I mean, but first of all, I will be your King Koopa today.
Yes. I don't know. I'm not going to give a, I'm not going to do a Wheel of Time intro, but I.
Hey, it has nothing to do with Aes Sedai, man. That's just, I'm introducing myself to the show.
That's true. That is true. But this movie, now that we get started on it, I don't know what you think. I thought it was amazing. I thought it looked amazing.
Yeah.
But I thought it was hilarious. And I thought it was so true to the game. You know, when they're first originally
the games.
Yeah, that's true. The games. Yes. And I'm kind of, I got it up on the TV right now. And
yeah, I do too. I just started it. They're fixing or attempting to fix the toilet with the murder dog at first.
Yeah. But there's one when he goes to the Mushroom Kingdom, when they get sucked into the Mushroom Kingdom, he's walking by one of the stores and it says it's an antique store. And then one of the, he's selling him the cart. You got to blow on the cart.
You got to blow on it when it doesn't work. I was like, I totally grabbed that as well. Yeah, no, I agree. You know, this movie is as close to, I'm not the hugest fan of animated stuff, but I mean, the animating on this is amazing. And the story is amazing. And like you said, true to the games, you know, the very first scene when they're kind of running across town or whatever from the big guy in the beginning, and it's like just, it's totally true to the game. You feel like you're playing one of the first levels of the actual original Mario Brothers. Remember that one?
Yeah,
when you had to, it was like almost Donkey Kong level, like.
Yes.
And you'd have the hornets come after you and
the crabs.
Donkey Kong would be there throwing shit at you, the crabs. Yeah, there was all kinds of stuff. I love Mario's family. They all have the same mustache too, him and Luigi.
You know, it's funny, you if you remember when Toy Story came out, and you're like, this is the most realistic animation. I don't know how they could ever do any better than that. And if you look at this compared to that, you're like, oh my gosh, we have come so far.
It's not even the same. It's not even the same sport.
Yeah, it is literally like, you can see the textures on their skin. You get the lighting. That's the part that blows me away, is how it does the lighting. The lighting looks so real. It makes things look real. And it's just, I know we're talking about technical stuff when it comes to like a Super Mario Brothers movie, but it is amazing.
No, this movie is like, it's straight masterpiece, honestly. It's so good. The story is so good. He's playing Kid Icarus. Did you see that?
Yes. He's playing. And in the background on some of the posters too, is like baseball.
Yeah.
From the original Nintendo. And like, there's a couple of them. One of them I think is pro wrestling too. That's on the poster.
Absolutely. Dez, you're not here, but you're going to be our bullet bill tonight. Yeah. I'm looking at the wall right now.
Not to bring this back to Wheel of Time, but this is what you can do when you love the source material. When you really love the source material and you make something, this is what you can do.
Yeah. There's so much fan service, and it's a great story, and it's so well done by first of all, the actors they have in it, you know, not to just name drop, but you got Chris Pratt for Mario, Jack Black as King Koopa, or Bowser, I should say. I don't know the gal who plays Princess Peach. Her voice is recognizable, but I didn't recognize it.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's in everything now.
What she's in off the top of my head.
Name a movie that's been out.
I recognize her voice totally.
Yeah.
You know, and Charlie Day as Luigi is pretty good. Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. Pretty classic. Is he Donkey Kong or is he Diddy Kong?
He's Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Yeah. But when you heard Chris Pratt as Mario and Charlie Day too as Luigi, I thought, man, that just doesn't sound to me you know, Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong and Jack Black as King Koopa. Totally. I get that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
But then they blew me away. Chris Pratt and
the second that they speak, both of them.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and Charlie Day.
Oh, Charlie Day was the one actually, the second I wrote it down, I'm like, he's amazing. He's perfect as Luigi.
You know why? He dials it back, you know, because you know how in some of the movies.
Yeah, he dials back his screechiness.
Exactly. That screechiness that he gets sometimes.
Like when he's all cooked out in Horrible Bosses, he's just like, I know, oh my God. And he's like, dude, just calm down. Yeah, no, when I saw Charlie Day as Luigi before I watched it, I was like, oh no.
Yeah, what have you done? Don't do that. But actually, he's very good. You know, all the actors did a really good job.
Yeah. Do you know Luigi's ringtone is the GameCube load up chime?
I didn't know that until I read that in a trivia page. I was like, oh, no way. I never had a GameCube. Did you?
I couldn't figure out what it was, so I looked it up. No, my kids did.
Oh, okay.
Dez used to babysit for them, and they'd play GameCube like a motherfucker. And they'd play Diddy Kong Racing and Monkey Island, which was like the it's like a kind of RPG-ish thing that was Diddy Kong Island.
Yeah.
Or Donkey Kong or whatever. It was pretty good. Which is, you see, when he goes to see, when they go to get the monkey army, that's like Diddy Kong Island. And it's very reminiscent. I keep up with this game till this, some of it starts going over my head because I didn't play some of the later Mario's. Once we got a Wii, I played Super Mario World a little bit. My kids had a Wii and stuff. So
yeah,
I got to stick with it. But it's so good. They get all the characters. And it's like the first time he goes to the pipe, I'm like, it better make the fucking noise.
And it did.
Oh, here's a fun one. Captain Lou Albano played Mario in a kid's show.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I forgot.
Really? Because I was like, that's...
But how awesome is that?
Yeah, that was our age. Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. And Captain Lou Albano was our guy, so...
Need more Fatty, Desmond, and Justin in your life? Head on over to patreon.com/soundsawesome. That's patreon.com/soundsawesome.
Life is a fucking nightmare.
Oh God, I know. What was that about?
Cormac's starting to cough again, and she's like, Jesus Christ, is he sick again? Because we're pretty sure that he's just like rolled 3 colds in a row.
Oh, awesome.
That's fun.
And like, if he rolls into a 4th one, I think
you win the prize.
Mom's gonna drop him off at the fucking fire station.
Man, we don't take him this old. I'm sorry.
You know, fucking just get him through another year and he can go to work in the fields.
Seriously.
You can't work, you don't eat, you're dead.
Have we started the movie yet?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we started talking about the movie.
We're just talking about the cast. When I first heard Chris Pratt and Charlie Day, I was like, ugh. But then as soon as they speak, they're both just awesome.
I don't hear them in there at all.
See, I do. Chris Pratt, very little, actually. You catch him at the end. You get a little bit of that Star-Lord, a little bit of the Guardians of the Galaxy kind of at the end. But he's so good. And then Charlie Day, you know, Jeremy and I were just talking. He dials back his like screechiness a little bit. And
Seth Rogen is the only one that I'm just like, that's definitely Seth Rogen. Everyone else is like, which I is fine. Like, you know, I'm glad they're not just doing themselves. But also, like, if you're not just going to get a voice actor to do a good voice, if you're going to pay a Hollywood actor to be in your movie, you kind of want them to be them. Like, why get Chris Pratt if he's not going to Chris Pratt it up?
Well, Keegan-Michael Key is Toad, and I would have never known that.
Yeah, never. I was like, who does he play after I watched the movie? And I realized it was Toad. I'm like, what? And it's, you know what? Their characters, Toad is so perfect because that's exactly, Toad is the only Toad that's not afraid.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who's the little that was one of the things I didn't know who the penguin guys were at the beginning. Do you yield?
King Ezekiel. King Ezekiel from The Walking Dead plays the King Penguin. And I heard his voice. I was like, that's King Ezekiel.
Yeah, dude, you're right. Totally. Totally. Kerry Payton.
Are they historically from New York? Because I know both Mario movies make a big fucking deal about them being New Yorkers.
Yeah, they're from Brooklyn, right?
Well, in the movie they are, but like they make it sound like from day one, like in 1980.
No, I always thought they were two plumbers from Brooklyn, man.
In 86, you thought that?
I always thought they were from Brooklyn.
Why?
To me, Mario. I don't know.
They're Italian. Why?
I don't know, because they weren't from. They didn't speak Italian, so I figured they were here with Italian accents.
Oh, great. So I'm the asshole.
Got the Mario Brothers and you got the Sopranos.
I mean, I don't have a problem with them being from Brooklyn and being New York. I just find it weird that both movies, I think Brooklyn plays like a huge part of it. And I was just like, why is that lore?
I grew up in California. I just thought that's how things were on the East Coast. I'm like, they're magical.
from Florida to Maine. Hey, oh, whoa, pizza media. Ah, mamma mia. That's all right. Everyone from mine.
We're going to get that in Mushroom Kingdom. Everywhere, Anthony. Everywhere.
That's okay. Everyone in Montana thinks guys from Sacramento are like, hey, bro, want to go surfing? I'm from California.
Give some fucking mountain. Give some Mountain Dew, bro. Shut up. Everybody from Missoula is like, oh, fuck my sheep.
Or men are men and sheep are nervous.
They're like, that's great because I'm from Billings, bitch. That's Sacramento too, buddy. Don't worry. I like that Mario hates mushrooms as well. He's like, can it be anything else to power up? Could be anything?
Anything else. I like that this movie, like the one smart thing this movie does is that like this world just exists. Like this movie could have spent an extra half hour trying to explain why Mushroom Kingdom is and what its juxtaposition is to Earth and why the power-ups work and all. And they're just like, nope. This world exists, fucking get on board or leave the theater.
Yeah, this world exists. Here are the mechanics with it. Fucking keep up.
So you guys may have talked about this. How much did you guys play beyond NES? Like, have you guys played every Mario for the last 30 years?
No.
I was going to say I thought not very much, but then realizing between you playing and us playing with the kids on the GameCube.
Yep.
You know, that's Diddy Kong Racing.
Yeah.
And what is it? Donkey Kong Island or whatever.
Oh, I played the bongos.
And then I think there was and there was Mario World around then too. Then the Wii's came out and you had Mario World or Mario Galaxy. So I realized I actually played quite a few more than I thought I did.
Yeah, because you had the kids. See, I haven't played for 20 years, but now that I got a kid, I've been playing Super Mario Wonder.
Oh, that game looks pretty good.
So I just kind of picked it back. It was awesome. It's one of those things that like...
I think the last one I played was, what is it, Super Mario Galaxy?
That sounds about right, where Connor was probably still young enough to care. But yeah, it's like the soccer dads talk about games that are fun to play with our kids.
Yeah.
So I was like, dude, you got to check out Lego City Undercover. And he's like, you got to check out Mario Wonder. And so we've been playing those with our kids. And like, how do they not know that Peach is a human? Like, they know that Mario and Luigi are human from the jump, but they're like, we don't know what Peach is. Like, how do you identify Mario from
it? I know.
You know, scope Mario as a human, but Peach is an alien from God knows where.
Right.
Like, she's just always been here. I don't know.
I don't know how she got here. I don't know. She's just our princess. I love how Toad's, when he's trying to get Mario to inside, his reaction is like, I feel like you guys are messing with us that she's not. Because that's a throwback to when you get to the end of the levels, which is like, oh, the princess is in another castle.
Yeah.
He's like, I feel like you're messing with me. And then he breaks out the fucking saute pan and like makes him an omelet or some shit to distract him so Mario can get in. I was like, fuck yeah. And then you get to see the map, and it's really like the maps are in the game, you know, the overview of the table. That's pretty cool too.
This I was digging up, I was going through the Wikipedia of Super Mario Brothers, and it's massive. It's, you know, one of the biggest Wikipedia pages ever. And I just need to read this because it makes me so mad that my 8-year-old has no idea how fucking games work. He wants to play games where he can do everything immediately. And if there's any progression whatsoever, he gets frustrated. So, like, I need to read this. This is how a video game should work. This is a perfect paragraph. During the third generation of video game consoles, tutorials on gameplay were rare. Instead, players learned how a video game worked through being guided by level design. The opening section of Super Mario Bros. Was therefore specifically designed in such a way that players would be forced to explore the mechanics of the game to be able to advance. Rather than confront the newly oriented player with obstacles, the first level of Super Mario Bros. Lays down the variety of in-game hazards by means of repetition, iteration, and escalation. In an interview with Eurogamer, Miyamoto explained that he created World 1-1 to contain everything a player needs to gradually and naturally understand what they're doing. so that they can quickly understand how the game works. According to Miyamoto, once the player understands the mechanics of the game, the player will be able to play more freely and it becomes their game. Amen. I'm an old man this shit. You kids.
Yeah.
And your fucking open world. Do whatever. Like, every time my son plays a game, all he does is bitch about what it can't do. Like, if he plays a racing game, he's like, why can't I climb that? Why can't I get out of my car and climb that ladder? If he's playing a platformer and he's pissed off that he can't drive something, it's just like, this game is for this. This game is teaching you what you need to know to play this game.
Why can't every game do everything? Because that's not how it used to be. It used to go.
That's not what it is.
One screen at a time, and that you have to wait for that shit to scroll. Remember Pitfall? Screen. Oh. Screen. Screen.
We thought that was the height of technology at the time.
God. It's definitely the height of video game design.
Dude, I remember playing Space Invaders with Natalie, oh geez, Jen and Natalie Middleton, like one night. Yeah, I remember saying like their parents went out and like we played space, like they got back like at like 7 a.m. and we were still up in Space Invaders.
did you ever get to?
I'm getting really good.
I just learned. Did you guys read the article that like someone finally broke Tetris?
Yes.
That's
a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
What do you mean broke it?
Well, first of all,
you should watch YouTube.
I read this, thankfully.
I do, but nothing that fun.
I just assumed that people were getting to level 50 and 60 regularly. Like, I didn't realize that level 30 was, like, the height.
29.
Of Tetris.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, so, yeah, someone basically, like you said, a 13-year-old finally got to the kill screen of Tetris, which was, what, 137?
I think it was higher. I think it was in the 150, 160 range.
157?
Yes.
Which is like crazy considering that a Tetris god can get to level 30.
Yeah.
And this kid broke it at level 157.
Dude, I mean, it doesn't. My son is the reason why I don't play first person shooters anymore. Because I used to be pretty good. I was never like you and me, Des, like we have our moments, but most of the time I'm like, I'm not great.
Yeah.
You know, I can usually do 2-1. You know, kill rate, maybe like 15 and 5 on a good one.
If we're on a roll, like I got to be on, if I'm on like hour 6 of a long Saturday, I
run like a psychopath, so I die a lot, but I'll kill people a lot too.
Yeah.
Except when we played like Ghost Recon, you can only die once.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, but I'd be pretty, but I got to the point where I would not play games with anymore because we would get to a certain level on zombies and all he'd do is just be picking me up the whole fucking time. I'm like, I don't want to play anymore. I can't keep up with you. Go find some friends. I suck. And we'd be on like level, you know, like 25 or something. We'd be up there, but he was like, no, you're good. He's just, I'm just really good. He was like, this is another thing about my kid, the most humble kid ever. At one point, and I didn't find this out from him, by the way, and I didn't find it out till like 6 months after the fact. He was like top 1,000 in the world at Overwatch at one point when he lived at home.
Jesus wow. Christ.
I was like, what? What? And he was like, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Wow.
Oh God.
That's cool, whatever.
I did it. The only time I ever did that was Sky Drift. What was that flying ace shooter game in like the early aughts?
Oh, that was a fun game.
Not Ace Combat.
No, Crimson Skies.
Crimson Skies.
Crimson Skies.
Yeah, I got in the top. Like I would have runs where I'd be in the top 100.
Dang.
Of that. Like if I played all night.
Yeah, that was a good game. That was fun. We slogged. I forgot about that game. That was a fun game.
I never, like, that game just fucking clicked.
Yeah.
Like, there's games where it's just, like, everything about it makes sense to me, and I just, I did really good. That one, and Galaga XL, like, some crazy Galaga game that came out that no one's ever heard of. Which is probably why I ranked in it, because I was only one of 80 people playing it. That really helped out my ranking. But like, it's one of those games where I still don't really even understand how I'm able to keep up with it, but it's just like on my brainwave.
Weird.
Yeah, I look up Crimson Skies every once in a while. I'm like, they got to bring that back, and it's dead.
I'm surprised that's not on, you know, one of the, on like, you know, PlayStation Store or Xbox.
Totally,
Arcade,
totally. Retro game.
Dude, his, the obstacle course that him and Princess Peach are running through is the best thing ever. And first of all, I Need a Hero by Bonnie Tyler's playing, and it's so good. The music in this whole movie, by the way, is fantastic. Everyone is perfect.
Ending the movie on Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah.
That was great. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the music is there for the parents. Well, no, I guess this whole movie is for the parents. I mean.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, man, because that's even like, that's our parents' parents' movie, some of that music, you know, some of it.
I haven't listened to my,
well, we were really little.
My son bitch more than when he was forced to watch this movie for a second time at camp. Like, we watched it together and he enjoyed it, but then they all voted at camp to watch a movie and he voted for something else. And then they voted Super Mario Brothers in. And he literally, like, all night long, it was like, how was your day? I don't know. I had to fucking watch Super Mario Brothers again. Like, he was just like so mad.
Really?
Yeah. And he kind of likes.
When you're a kid, you can watch stuff over and over again and it doesn't like drive you nuts, you know?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
I guess not.
Yeah, thanks to YouTube, there's just too much out there.
Yeah, it took me till I was 47 years old to realize the reason why I like you know, why I put scrubs on every night for like 5 years so my wife wanted to stab me is because there's no anxiety. You know what's going to happen. It's relaxing. There's no surprises. And you're like, some people hate that. It's like, when I'm trying to relax at the end of the night, that's all I want to do is just kind of giggle as I fall asleep to something dumb.
Well, you know what I realized too, on top of that, it's that it's, I always fall asleep to things with laugh tracks because I can't sleep to scrub. I like the laugh track as my white, that's my white noise.
That's funny.
Desmond falls asleep to a live studio audience.
Amen.
This night of slumber was recorded in front of a live studio audience. They weren't compensated to be here. Wasn't she Princess Toadstool? Or was she always Princess Peach?
So they talk about that.
Oh, okay.
No, she was Princess Toadstool, Princess Peach, and Daisy, and depending on which, you know.
Daisy.
Yeah, she was Daisy. Yeah.
But he does a bit on one of his newer stand-ups about how like the only accent you can do now without getting canceled is Italian. <It's> like, he's like, try doing a Japanese accent and not getting canceled immediately, but you can still go, oh, bake a pizza pie.
You're not wrong.
It's so true.
Pete Holmes.
Oh, Pete Holmes.
So Super Mario Brothers, so they go on an adventure. They get split up, of course. Mario goes one way on the, you know, we've got this, we've got the carts, we've got the barrels, we've got the power-ups, we've got, that's why I asked 20 minutes ago what your guys' experience is, because obviously, like, this brings in so much of the later Mario game.
Yeah.
That I really didn't, like, I was an arcade kid, like, I had the NES, and then that was, I didn't own a console, Justin, until I bought a PlayStation living with you.
Whoa.
Like.
What? Really?
I never owned another console.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, so I played a lot of arcade games and I would, you know, anytime I was at a...
Like no Super Nintendo, nothing?
You know, and it was funny too. Like I always had friends too that were over their consoles. Like I would be so excited to be at a friend's house. I was at the Cars. The Cars always had a Nintendo. So I played a lot of their games. I mean, I had friends. So I continued to play them, but I didn't own any of them. But a lot of them, like, were over. Like, I remember in the early PlayStation days and Sega days, everyone I know who had one, they, like, bought it for one game.
Mm-hmm.
And were just like, I don't know. I beat Sega.
Soul. If you were into Sega, you got it for Sonic.
Yeah.
Or maybe Altered Beast. Or
Streets of Rage.
Golden Axe. That was it.
That's right.
Streets of Rage. And Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
So when we were growing up, I had a Genesis. And Justin had a Super Nintendo. So like he would come over and play and then I would go over to his house and play. And then sometimes we would just be like swap. Like I would give him my Genesis and he'd give me a Super Nintendo. Because I remember when the new Super Star Wars games came out, I was like, I really want to play those. And so we swapped for a while and I played on his Super Nintendo.
That's awesome. And of course it was the 90s. So no one had two TVs. So you couldn't like parallel play.
Two TV. Okay. I had a TV in my room. All right. I'm not going to lie. It was black and white though.
I ended up, no, you know what? By the time that I was like 16 or 17, I ended up with Uncle Leroy's old fold out.
Oh,
so I had a 50.
Oh, with the reflection?
Inch screen in my.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, we used to play, there was this game, World Series Baseball 98. It was dope.
Yeah.
And I would play the shit out of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
That was one of the better baseball games ever.
My stepdad had one of those fucking TVs. And I played classic Atari on it.
Actually, dude, I had it on Sega Saturn.
Oh, that's right. You did have a Saturn.
I was selling weed at that point, and someone owed me money and gave me a Sega Saturn.
You had, did you have Resident Evil on the Sega Saturn?
I think so, but I hated those games because they were so clunky to play.
Oh, I love that game. That's what made me buy a PlayStation, was Resident Evil.
Oh, really?
Tony Hawk made me buy a PlayStation.
Yeah, Madden made me buy a PlayStation.
Yeah, no, that made me buy a PlayStation too.
Remember us, dude, when we first moved in together, we would sit up all night playing Tony Hawk on a PlayStation 1.
We couldn't save that, could? Oh, we did. That's right. We did have save cards.
You had a memory card.
You could save, but like you could only save after, like, remember we play that one we were trying to like.
But we could still also beat that game in an evening. So we rarely save. We would usually just start a new game.
We beat that game so bad, we would be going for high scores. We're like, I have to do this one line, and you have to do like some sort of a triple heel flip and then do like a rodeo. And like you do one line.
And then you stay up all night.
You do one trick.
Oh, we would do line after line. Just playing.
Hey, whoa.
My hands can't stop shaking. I'm getting better and better.
only once. We only did that once.
I'm getting better. And we were really skating, actually. That wasn't video games.
That's
skating.
True. That's true.
Remember, you fucking busted your chin.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes, I do. I remember this guy was...
And then the next day, I beat the shit out of my roommate.
Was that the next day?
And there's the next day.
Oh, my God. This guy was so nice, Jeremy, to invite us, to get us into his skate park after dark. And I thanked him by bleeding all over the ramps.
You're like, hey, have you christened this yet? Here we go. There you go. Some blood all over.
Oh, God.
Was it like, did you have to go to the get stitches?
No. I mean, I maybe should have.
No, we just.
You probably should have.
No, yeah, he probably should have. I had to put a butterfly bandage on it when I got home. It was bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're fine.
That's the thing about getting cut on your head is like you bleed like a stuck pig.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just right on that hard, that pointy chin part.
Same place I've busted mine like three times in the bathtub. Dude, there's just so many things in this movie that are little callbacks that are like the herd of Yoshis, like just running in the background. I thought there'd be a little more Yoshi. Also, you know, Luigi just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
This is the Mario movie. It's the Mario Brothers-ish. Like Luigi comes up big at the end, but for the most part, Luigi's hanging in that cage next to that depressing little star.
That star kid was hilarious, man. When they start bringing him back up and he's all boo.
It's like, ah, finally, the sweet release of death. And then they bring him back up from lava, he's all boo. So funny.
They say death, die, kill, murder.
He does.
Like 50 times, not just him, in this whole movie, like the murder is invoked way too much in this kid's video game movie. Like that's where you got to use things like destroy, demolish, stop. Like everyone is saying, I will kill you. You will die. It's just like, wow.
I will murder you.
Yeah. The one time they don't say it, I think she says Mario and Kong are gone or something like that is all she says.
So I am speaking out of school here. This is something that my older nephew, my 19-year-old, was talking about. I'm not so sure about it, but I'm going to bring it up anyways just to see if anyone else out there wants to come at me. But the anime Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Okay, I've seen that.
Have you seen that? Have you heard that?
I've watched it.
That they like... They think that, I think they're using homage. I don't think they're saying that Mario stole from it, but they're definitely trying to claim that, like, you know, Neon Genesis has had such a, has been so influential on modern animation that there's a couple scenes from there that are almost like scene for scene. And Will showed them to me, and it's like, it's kind of like saying that every tracking shot ever is stealing from Goodfellas. So I don't know. Like, there's definitely some similarities, and, you know, people who make cartoons obviously watch a lot of cartoons.
Yes.
So you're going to be influenced by it. So I'm not sure how much, but there are side-by-side shots. Like a lot of people have this opinion. And there are some side-by-side shots from Neon Genesis. And I'm probably saying it wrong too. Evangelion.
I would like... No, it's Evangelion, I think. But you're getting everything else right, I think. And I honestly, that's what I've heard. I don't know if that's actually how it is actually pronounced. But I've watched that show probably 15 years ago. I don't remember, and nothing jumped out at me like, oh my gosh, that's obvious.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see it. I'd like to see the comparisons.
If you Google Evangelion v Super Mario Brothers movie, you'll probably find the side by side that Will showed me. So anyways, I just wanted to bring that up because Will was talking about it, showing it to me, and I, like I said, hopefully I'll start some controversy. So get at me.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
So get at me.
So they explode. How do they explode back? Oh, they literally explode back into
the
world.
Bullet Bill. Yeah.
The Bullet Bill. Mario leads the bullet to the pipe that they came into this world in. And that, does everyone end up getting, like, I'm just going to kind of jump farther ahead. So are these worlds forever entwined now in this universe? Like, cause they literally just threw up all over Earth. Like there's no going back now, is there?
Yeah.
Or did just Bowser and a couple people come through? There we go.
That's a good question. We'll have to save that for Super Mario Brothers 2.
Sorry, I'm watching this. I'm watching the Evangelion Super Mario Brothers. No, I'm not seeing it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No,
it's
not at all.
It's ish.
Hey, Des, how does everything float?
We all float down here.
We all float.
Dang it. I was going to say the Force.
Oh,
man, that's your answer for everything.
So they blast it. They blast into this world. And Luigi, well, it's kind of Luigi's story because I really remember this being more of Luigi's comeuppance, but like, you know, him becoming brave from the first time I watched.
Coming of age.
But then the second time I watched it, not so much. Like,
yeah, it's his cowardly lion getting his courage moment, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, so I don't know if you guys know too much about the Luigi's Mansions game. Where he kind of goes in, he's like,
I don't.
Yeah, he goes in and he's looking for ghosts. I've never played these. I just kind of know. But he's the whole time he's always like, ooh, like shaking as he's looking around and stuff.
Okay.
So I think that they just kind of went with that. Yeah.
Thank you for mentioning that. Because that, again, that's a whole universe of Mario that I have no idea with that they brought into this. So that's cool.
Yeah, I actually have a note that says Haunted Mansion ? Because I probably meant Luigi's Mansion, because those are some of the ones I didn't play. I do love when they find him in like the Badlands or whatever, that the shy guys get him.
Yeah, that is cool.
The little guys with the masks or whatever. Those guys kind of freaked me out in Super Mario 2. Dude, remember Super Mario 2, Jeremy? We played the fuck out of that game too, when you have to be pulling up the turnips.
Yes.
You have to be like running and pulling up the turnip at the same time.
Yeah.
And you would slide on that game, and then there were some ice levels where you would really, really slide. That game was hard.
Yeah, you asked what games that we got into. I played the first Super Mario Brothers, and I actually played Mario Brothers. And then I played Mario 2, never played 3. Never played Super Mario Land that came out on Super Nintendo until recently, and went back and played that when I got the Super Nintendo.
That's fun.
That game is amazing still. Like, kids can play that now, and it's still an amazing game. That's honestly, it's probably the best Mario game ever made. And then I played some on the...
Because it's got some added elements to it, but it plays like Super Mario 3. It plays very similarly to Super Mario 3, but it's got a lot of added stuff to it. It makes it more like and it looks great.
And I played some on the DS, and then we got some of the Wii games too, and then the Switch, the Odyssey. I didn't really play that much of it, just a little bit, but my kids played it, you know. Mario, they're all well made. That's the one thing you can always say.
Yeah.
No matter what, they were all well made. They're all, you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes they are a little bit more difficult than others, but
yeah,
man, they're all well made.
Any glitches? Like, you've watched some of the speedrun. You've watched the speedrun documentary, right, Jeremy? Do you remember if there was a glitch in the original Super Mario Brothers that people could?
Yes.
I know there's pipes you can go to. Oh, there was. You could get through some of the bricks.
You could get 99 lives.
Well, there's a glitch.
Yeah.
Where you get like stuck between like a platform as it's going up. And then that, I can't remember, it does something where you can go higher, and then you basically, you go past the warp zones, something like that. I don't know.
Oh yeah, you can warp to the end of the game. You can warp to the very last level, I remember.
But not just like, well, you can warp on purpose. They built in warps, but he's talking about glitch warps.
No, like, yeah, you could like literally jump through the sides. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. Whatever you have, like, I don't know, if you got like time to kill, go on YouTube and watch speedruns of Super Mario or any game, but they're all amazing. People just dedicated 20 years to just playing the same game over and over and over and over again.
And they all use the, they all have to have the original NES
yep.
and a CRT TV
mm-hmm.
because it's electronic pulses. There is no digital computation going on whatsoever. That is just electrical pulses going to the TV as fast as possible.
Yeah.
The documentary is great. The documentary, there's about an hour in there where they just dig a little bit too deep into the individual people than I need to know about their personalities. But the speed running is, I'm sorry I can't think of the name of that right now. I'm sure it'll come up. Keep listening. We'll mention that documentary later. But like Jeremy says too, if there's just a game you're into and you're like, how fast can people beat this? Go be ready to shit your pants because it's...
Yeah.
It's crazy.
My brother was obsessed with Metroid, dude. That was the game he was.
Yes. So we've kind of brought this up before, but Justin's brother was very good at playing games. He would play Ghosts and Goblins, which was notoriously a very difficult game because you could only get hit like four times in the entire game. And you had, I don't think you had any other lives. Maybe you had one or two lives. You could get hit four times. That was it. And then you had to start all the way over again, and he could beat that game whenever he wanted to.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, he had performance enhancing drugs though. That's not fair.
No, he was good.
Wow.
My friend, but okay, here's another feat. My friend Brian, you know Stevens beat Contra without the code.
Oh wow!
With three lives, I called him a liar.
Well, you could get some extra lives.
Yes, you can. I called him a liar to his face. And then he went and did it in front of me.
Down.
And I was like, wow.
Get some sodas.
Yes.
Hold my beer.
My greatest game, I played Pole Position 1,000 times as a kid. I loved it. If I was lucky, I could get three laps or something like that. I can't confirm this, but I think on acid once I got like 10 laps. I haven't been able to confirm that soberly, but I remember being in a hotel pool area with a video game thing and dropping a quarter in and just going around and around and around.
And in reality, you were playing, you never dropped your quarter in, it was just the screen. You
never dropped a quarter. He was just watching the screen of the fucking demo. He's like, dude, I'm killing it.
There it goes again.
I'm killing
there it.
There
it goes again. Wow.
I think I've become one with the machine.
I am the ghost in the machine.
Oh.
So there's conflicting reports, but there's about 25. There's only 25, which I'm surprised, main Super Mario Brothers games, which is a lot, but as long as it's been around, but those are like,
that's a lot.
But there are, like, when you start bringing in Mario Golf, Mario, this isn't even Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Mario Blow
Dude, when
job,
they're making their carts.
Mario Hand Job.
I don't think those
wait,
are.
What?
Mario. Oh, wait. I'm on Pornhub. I'm not on Wikipedia. there's
Mario Does Princess Peach. Nope.
Anywhere between 200 and 300 Mario.
It's a game.
Whoa.
It's not the game we're looking for. This is not the droid we're looking for.
How do you know what I'm looking for? Well, I hate it. I am so fucking excited about this podcast. I hate to be done talking about it, but we're gonna keep coming back. So for all those out there wondering, we're gonna alternate between our Wheel of Time podcast. If you're a fan of us and you heard about us on the Wheel of Time podcast, we're gonna keep doing that show every other week. And then on the weeks when we're not doing that, you can find us here on Movies Are Us. Talking about,
I'm gonna be that little star. I would never talk. Boo! I was being lured.
We're still doing Wheel of Time. They're canceling Wheel of Time. The sweet release of
the
death.
Sweet release of death.
There is no hope. Only
there's gonna be a season four. Boo!
Time to play saxophone.
His only hope is that we burn the bottom of his cage off so he can escape.
Donkey Kong is loyal. Princess Peach is Perrin. Bowser is Lanfear Ishii combined.
Oh, awesome.
Mario is Rand. Luigi's Matt. And Toad is Samwise Gamgee because he makes 11sies to distract people.
I love it.
That was amazing. I love it. Like Wheel of Time, Wheel of Time, Wheel of Time, Wheel of Time. Lord of the Rings, whatever.
Lord of the Rings. It's fine.
And we can do an official crossover episode too. We do Dungeons and Dragons again because that started as a board game.
That's true.
So what we're doing right now?
Look at that. Oh. What are we doing?
Why don't we do the Dungeons and Dragons? There was a movie that came out in the early 90s too.
Oh yeah.
Or wait, early 2000s, I think.
We're going to watch them all.
Uncharted is some more movies that we can do.
Oh yeah. No, just one.
So far.
You know who wrote Uncharted?
Your mom.
Judy Refradikins.
Yeah, your mom.
Yeah, my mom, Judy Refradikins.
Oh, really? Rafe Judykins? He made it?
Yeah, Rudy Jadikins.
We should definitely do it fast because I'm sure you'll hate it.
Junk Makerson. So for our rating system for this.
Junk Makerson. Thank you. Garbage McCrapple.
Oh my God. You guys, come on.
Poopy McSmearerson.
Actually, you know what, Jeremy? The next one that you're on, I was watching a video from What Up today. Oh, you're going to hate season 3 so bad.
Am I?
Jeremy, what month is going to be official Uwe Boll month for Movies R Us?
Every month. Every month.
Official what?
I know I'm not saying it right. Uwe Boll has probably made, he's probably made like 8 terrible video game movies. Like,
no, what we need to watch is the video where he takes on the 3 critics.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, dude. So Uwe Boll is an amateur boxer.
No way.
Yes. And he tells these kids, like, you know what? Why don't we box for charity? And they're like these skinny, scrawny, like online types. He beats the living dog piss out of these guys. Like 4 of them in a row.
That seems ageist, Jeremy. Online types.
How have I...
these people.
I'm just saying, they're really pale and very skinny arms, and he just pounds them. And
they may or may not live in the basement of the science building. AKA their mom's house.
He made Postal. He made Far Cry.
Yeah.
He made House of the Dead.
Yep.
He made Blood Rain.
Yep.
Blood Rain 2, Blood Rain 3.
Yep.
Yeah, we will definitely do an official Uwe Boll party time. I mean, look at his shirt. I don't know. Oh, of course you can't see that. His shirt is like has an Atari logo on it.
He looks like he could take a punch to the face, actually.
Yep, that's pretty awesome, actually. I like that shirt. Dude, he knows how to box. Like, as soon as he throws his first punch, I was like, oh, these guys are going to die.
Oh, these guys are fucked.
Oh, what's that movie? I think there's a movie called First Person. I don't even know if it's actually a video game movie, but it's so, like, made.
No, you're talking about Hardcore Henry.
Yes! Yes!
Hardcore Henry.
Put that on the list. Hardcore Henry.
That was cool.
I've never seen that.
Fuck yeah.
I've watched it. It's pretty cool. It's like literally from a first person shooter kind of standpoint. So you just see his hands.
It's hard.
It's pretty cool.
It's hard to watch, but I'll do it for the show.
It's hard to watch. You're like, this was a great movie until I threw up all over everything.
It's not that bad. Shut up, nerds. You guys are fucking, you guys have no commitment to, I don't know what I'm saying. I was trying to be.
I get motion sick is what I'm saying.
So I wanted to, so my first thought was to make the rating system for the show really simple and easy for everyone to understand. But then Justin introduced a mechanic that is going to make our rating system just gobbledygook and not matter to anybody. So it's going to be kind of based on video game level. So the most simplest is easy, medium, hard. Is this movie easy, medium, hard? But then you look at all the other games that have complicated that system, like pro, all pro, Madden, all Madden, rookie. You know, for this one, Justin,
beginner, casual, God mode.
Justin was fascinated by the Wolfenstein. Can I play Daddy? Don't hurt me. Bring him on. I am death incarnate in Uber. I don't know if you've seen that link, Jeremy, but it has a very, you got to do a bunch of click downs to find it, but it has an extremely extensive list of video game levels. I am going to make this one nice and simple for me just because I'm starting out. And I want to save some of the cutesy stuff for later. I'm just going to go with casual because I think this movie should be watched casually because the first time I watched this movie, we were watching as a family. I was probably on my phone on, you know, looking up who the voice actors were and stuff like that. And I really fucking enjoyed this movie. And then I watched it again for this podcast and I watched it and it lost it was not as good as I remember it being once I paid a little bit too much attention to it. So I think this movie is best watched casually, maybe with a beer and a friend, and you will love this movie, especially if you have any history with Super Mario Brothers whatsoever.
Yeah, I would probably go with the same. This movie is fan service, and there's a lot of fan service. The people who made this movie were like, hey, we love Super Mario Brothers, and we're going to make a movie that has all of the stuff that you remember from the games. But it also, there's some funny parts, but it's not laugh out loud funny. There's some intense parts, but it's, you still know what's going to happen. You're not left guessing. The ending I thought was really good, especially with Mario and Luigi together. It was super cool. But yeah, I would say same thing, casual.
Well, I'm going to go God tier, because you guys are fucking dummies. And I played a lot of Mario Brothers, man. And, you know, if it's just a regular movie about something that I've never heard about before, it's like animated movie, it'd be casual. This is great. But because of the fan service and the amount of things that just I was taking notes till about, you know, just a little over 2/3 of the way. And then I just put my notebook down and I just watched it. And there was so much good, fun stuff. And like you said, there's not a whole lot of laugh out loud moments. There's nothing too intense. But the story itself is just, you get so much background story and so much little things that I love. I can't just go casual. It's got to be, if there was a casual 0.5, I'd probably give it that. But because there isn't, you're just going to have to tough it out and go on, to, you know, Uber or God mode, whatever.
All I have to say about that, Justin, is peaches, 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 peaches.
Thank you for listening to Movies Are Us. If you have some movies that you think we should be discussing on this podcast, please send those to moviesareus@gmail.com. That is movies, the letter R, us@gmail.com. If you would like to help support Movies Are Us, head on over to patreon.com/soundsawesome. That's patreon.com/soundsawesome, where for $3 a month, you can get 2 exclusive podcasts. One of them brought to you by the Movies R Us host. It is our sister project to our Wheel of Time podcast. We are reviewing and discussing fantasy films over there. That's a lot of fun. And you will also get the Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast, exclusive Patreon episode over there as well. Head on over there and support us and give us a good reason to drop another exclusive episode brought to you by Movies Are Us. And while you're contemplating supporting us with your generous donation in exchange for some exclusive podcasts, check out Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast, where Fatty, Desmond, and Jeremy talk about the Wheel of Time book and Amazon series. We are in the off season right now, so we're doing some deep dives into book 4 in preparation for the Wheel of Time season 3 on Amazon. And if you want even more free episodes, head on over to Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast, where Scott and Desmond are discussing time travel movies. We just released our annual Groundhog's Day episode, so go check that out, and over 100 more other episodes. There are over 100 episodes of Time Pop. There are over 100 episodes of Thank the Light. And thank you for joining this podcast in its infancy as we climb towards triple digits. All of this brought to you by the Sounds Awesome Network from We Mixed It at whatsoundsawesome.com. That is whatsoundsawesome.com. And kids, don't grow up.
Oh, what was the, I forget, what was the, oh, yeah. The stinger. Do you guys stick around for the stinger?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't. I missed the stinger. Or wait, when he's playing, when he's Tiny Bowser playing?
Not the very, very end.
No, I missed it. No.
Very, very end. The tip of that bee stinger.
Yeah.
Yoshi is
an egg.
An egg. A Yoshi egg is there. We don't actually see, that's right. We don't see Yoshi. We just hear
him. He never pops out. Yeah. You just hear him.
He's starting to crack in the egg. So, yeah. So the next, which makes sense because we don't
you see the herd of Yoshis at one point.
But. Oh, we did. I was going to say we didn't see any Yoshis, but I guess.
But so you see you see the egg, though, and it's in Brooklyn, like it's down in the sewers.
Just like
that's why. It's
oh,
different.
Cool.
Was it Godzilla, that terrible Godzilla movie
where the 98 Godzilla?
I think this 98 Godzilla stinger was was an egg. That's what it made me think of.
It reminded me of like Jurassic Park, but I don't know if that was ever in a Jurassic Park, like at the very end or something.
Well, I think it was in one of the forgotten ones.
You might be right, dude.
Okay.
It was in two or three.
You know what? Is it the Godzilla with
Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick.
P. Diddy.
When they're like in town. Yeah.
Come with me.
Oh my God. I'm so excited because I love doing our Patreons for Wheel of Time. And I'm glad now we even have more. Because again, I'll keep saying it. I'll say it again. Wheel of Time is my favorite when we're just watching and talking about it, because that's what I like to do. I like to watch things and just go on about it. And as much as I like reading the Wheel of Time books, that is so fucking much information that I like these nice, concise little movies to just watch and bullshit. And we will we'll keep working on it. I do want to try to get some more try to do better with like segments, like have our like make sure like every week we do our history with the game and, you know, stuff like that. So if you guys can help me with that too, you know, if we add a fun segment to make sure I don't forget about it next episode, so we can give our listeners those little nuggets of like, ooh, it's that time of the week where we talk about this or that, and give everybody those little points to grab onto. How do you guys want to take this one out?
Keep on gaming, nerds.
Okay.
I don't
know.
Oh, hey, what games are we playing? Can we talk about, like, since this is the games?
Oh.
Yeah. What are you playing now?
I played a really fun, stupid game with my son. I'm not going to go video games. I'm going to go board games.
All right.
Well, no, you know what? This is a video game, so I'll do video games now. Sorry, someone else go. I got to think about it for a second.
I'm playing Final Fantasy VII Remake right now because the second half is coming out in February. So I Final Fantasy VII was like life altering for me when it came out in 1997. I'd never played a game like that. You know, unbelievable. It would just blew me away. And so when the remake came out, I was just like, oh, it was the nostalgia and the feels and all that stuff. And it was so great. And I'm looking forward to playing the second half. So I'm replaying the first one. Justin, you playing anything?
Nice. I'm playing Madden like always. And then, I'm playing Madden like always. The kids I work with have been trying to get me to go play Baldur's Gate too. Apparently it's really, really good. But apparently there's a Baldur's Gate 3 that just came out. Apparently it's really, really good, but there's also some sexual content that my wife probably won't be very happy about. So. I remember playing Dragon Age and I'm like, you know, sometimes you're like getting into conversations with NPCs and you're just like, yeah, okay, great. Let's go finish the scene, save the game. I gotta go to bed. I'm like doing it. And I'm talking to this dude named Alistair. And if you get their, I don't know, their like for you or their loyalty to you high enough, things will happen. And I kept hitting things and apparently not paying attention, I hit the right amount of things and I went into Alistair's tent and made sweet love. My wife's like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
I just pressed X, I swear. I didn't touch my wiener.
Stop pressing X. Stop pressing X, my ears.
Well, I've been playing, as I talked about on a recent different podcast episode, I've been playing a lot of Power Wash Simulator with my son, and I decided I need slightly, just a little bit more challenge, so I was going through kind of what's new, trying to spend some holiday money, and I wanted a racing game that was familiar but new, and I realized that they just re-released Need for Speed Unbound.
Oh, okay.
For PS5. They released a PS5 version, and I've never played that one. I've played a lot of Need for Speed games. And I always forget, I don't know why I keep forgetting this. I always think that every Need for Speed is just an updated version of the last Need for Speed, but they do a really fucking good job of remaking that game every single time. Like, it's really unique and different.
You and your fucking racing games.
And I love racing games. It's gameplay at its simplicity. Just win. It's just like, there's no...
When you built your, like... steering wheel setup. Did you go buy like an old school desk? Or was it like a TV tray? What did you do?
It was
just like an end table or something.
It was a school desk that I took.
That's to say, it was an old school desk, right? And he like made he mounted the fucking steering wheel on it, and then like it. Did you drill the fuck? Or actually, it was like a pipe, and they just set the pedals just set on it, right?
I had to take the where you would slide your books in. I had to take that out. So my shins had enough room to work the pedals. So I had enough room with my legs.
Right.
And then I needed to jack the wheel up so the wheel wasn't like an 18-wheeler. I needed the wheel up like a real car. So I took the biggest book I had, the family Bible. And I put that behind it. And that setup is the reason I don't own a steering wheel now, because I know it's not about the wheel. It's about the fucking setup. Like, you can buy a wheel, but if you don't have a way to set it up.
Yeah, it's about the angle of the dangle.
Yeah. And so I've been eyeballing wheels again, and I'm like, ooh, maybe I could buy that one. But it's like, but can I, do I have room for a whole nother fucking desk in my studio? And the answer is no.
Yeah. I had to bring it up because a buddy of mine, his roommate, has a full ass setup like that. It's different than yours, and it's way more ghetto than yours, but it's still, I was like, is this for driving games? He's like, oh yeah, motherfucker's maniacal about him.
You know, Andy, my brother-in-law, like, welded a seat, like an adjustable seat.
Well, I mean, he was like a fucking rally car driver, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he had the pieces.
He built his own rally cars.
So yeah. Just, God, he just made me want to buy
Which
it.
Is funny, because dude is big as fuck, so thought of him like driving a kind of like a smaller Subaru. It was just like, you fill that thing out, I'm sure. Well, and Julie is not, she's five,
not tiny either, yeah.
10?
Well, he drives it like Hightower in Police Academy. He just rips the front seat out.
Yeah.
Like Shaq.
Exactly.
Just sit in the back seat.
Hightower is a way better reference. I love that shit.
All right, well, then I will just go out on this. Never grow up, nerds.
Hey, 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 play video games every day. I swear, you guys dog on me like 13 or 14 more times. I'm fucking out of here.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.